important as, you know, as a good business leader that you give back to the community as well as give to your business.
A young Haines businessman is honored with a statewide selection. It's the KHNS Local News. I'm Tara Bicknell. That news and more up next. Thousands of Horizon and Alaska Airlines workers will receive hefty bonuses in their paychecks next month. The Seattle-based airline group on Thursday announced a second straight year of record annual profits. Chief Financial Officer Brandon Pedersen says his company's planes are flying fuller than ever. It's also been able to offset high fuel costs with higher fares.
We're able to share generously with employees when the company is doing well, without embedding fixed compensation into our cost structure that becomes a burden in times that our financial results are not as strong.
Pedersen says Alaska Air will pay bonuses equal to about 6.5% of pay to most staff. Separately, the airline's management estimated the cost of this month's crippling snow and ice storm at $3.5 million. Most of that is lost revenue due to hundreds of flight cancellations. The airline group says all 12,782 employees qualified for the bonus. One of Alaska's top young professionals, according to the Alaska Journal of Commerce, lives in Haines. You probably know him. Carl Hines is bank manager at the First National Bank Alaska Haines branch office.
Everyone who was selected had a good balance between work and community service.
Melissa Campbell is managing editor of the journal, which has taken nominations from around the state to name the top 40 professionals under 40 years of age in Alaska for 13 years.
Essentially, we try to get anybody and everybody to nominate just super cool, super ambitious young people, you know, who are under 40 years old.
Carl, back at the bank, found out as the year began that he was one of almost 200 nominees to this year's list of candidates.
And then I received a phone call in the middle of January, about the 18th, saying that I'd been selected as one of the top 40.
It was a combination of coworkers at the local branch and in Anchorage who nominated Hines, filling out the form at the journal's website and describing Hines' qualifications for the award. The journal's top 40 under 40 list requires those listed to, of course, be under 40.
I'm 32.
To demonstrate professional excellence in their field. Hines grew up in Anchorage and got his business degree from the University of Alaska there. He started working at First National Bank in 2003, going through the management training program and working at branches throughout the state for the next year and a half.
In short stints at Everett, Kodiak to Valdez, sometime down in Juneau. And then I was promoted to a loan officer and went to Kodiak and worked over there. And then from there I went to Glen Allen, where the bank decided to open up a new branch in 2006. And asked me to go up there and open that for them. And so I got that going and was there for about 18 months and then kind of did a variety of things and ended up coming to Haines in May of 2008 and have really enjoyed Haines and gotten a good opportunity to continue to grow here.
Hines pointed to just a few successes from his 3.5 years here that he is personally proud of.
Well, I think I've shown the ability to work in multiple different areas throughout the state with a wide range of customers. But since I've been in Haines, certainly coming and taking over for a manager that had been here for such a long time was a big task to reestablish those relationships with customers and gain their trust after they were used to seeing one person for such a long period of time. And in a relatively short amount of time that I've been in Haines, we've been able to see some good growth within the bank, and I think we've been able to be involved in some good projects and help our customers out.
The list also names people who show a commitment to their community, both in their job and personal lives. Since moving to Haines, Carl has been involved with the Haines Chamber of Commerce Board of Directors, the Alaska State Chamber of Commerce, Lynn Canal Counseling Board of Directors, Southeast Conference, and has volunteered at town functions.
We have a selection committee who gets together and just kind of weeds through all of them. They try to look at a good balance between outstanding work records, you know, outstanding work on the job, but also kind of equal, if not more so, outstanding community service. It's really important as, you know, as a good business leader that you give back to the community as well as give to your business. So they really try to look at not only community service that you do kind of in conjunction of your job, if you will, but also something that is really important to you on an individual level.
The majority of the 40, as in past years, live in Anchorage. This year, 5 Southeast residents made the list, including Hines, Kate Burkhart and Russell Dick of Juneau, Gretchen Klein and Erin Elizabeth Uloth of Ketchikan were the other regional finalists. Burkhart is executive director on the Advisory Board on Alcoholism and Drug Abuse. Dick is president and CEO of Ha'ani, a subsidiary of Sea Alaska Corporation. Klein is the interim director of her area Big Brothers Big Sisters and the Ketchikan liaison for the Association for the Education of Young Children. Uloth is partnerships and public affairs officer for the U.S. Forest Service.
We have a good mix of statewide people from all across the state this year. I mean, Haines wasn't one that I hadn't seen before that I can recall, and I've been here 7-8 years now. Fort Yukon was on the list, and that was pretty rare. Healy. You know, we usually have, it's usually about half Anchorage, usually sometimes even a little bit more than half Anchorage, and then a bunch from Fairbanks and, you know, a handful from Juneau. But this year it was a really good mix of Alaskans of all over.
I was certainly very honored to even find out I was nominated because it is, I think some of the smaller areas don't get as much recognition as Anchorage and then sometimes Fairbanks. But I was certainly honored to get the nomination, and then to find out that I was named as one of the top 40, it made me feel very good, and I do appreciate the support that I've gotten from the bank as a whole, but especially the local Haines branch has been extremely supportive of me.
Alaska Journal of Commerce takes nominations starting each summer through their website, alaskajournal.com. This year's recipients, including Haines Carl Hines, will be recognized at an honorary luncheon in March at Anchorage's Dena'ina Civic and Convention Center. Should the Alaska Marine Highway buy a used ship from the Independent Inner Island Ferry Authority? Supporters of the idea say it could save money for both operations. Coast Alaska's Ed Schoenfeld has details.
Go ahead, set them down whenever they're ready.
That's the sound of the ferry Stikine loading a few cars and trucks in Wrangell about 5 years ago. The ship once sailed a summer route from Kaufman Cove on Prince of Wales Island to Wrangell and Petersburg. Those runs were canceled in 2009 because they weren't much used. The Stikine took over Hollis-to-Ketchikan sailings from the older ferry, the Prince of Wales. That left their owner, the Inter-Island Ferry Authority, with an extra ship.
And I'm hoping to convince some of my colleagues to maybe look at buying that and helping the Inter-Island Ferry System out at the same time so they don't have to carry the expense of maintaining that boat and not using it.
That's State Senator Albert Kukesh, who represents much of Prince of Wales Island, where the ferry authority is based. The Angoon Democrat is interested in using the spare IFA vessel to fill in for the state ferry system's smaller ships.
When the Aurora de Leconte go down or have to go into dry dock for service, they hire Ellen Marine, and all they have is catamarans. And there's many, many a times when those things can't make it around Point Retreat, for instance, because of the weather.
Kukesh says buying the ship could be far cheaper than building an Alaska-class ferry, though he supports completing the first in that design. The Inter-Island Ferry Authority says it spends about $300,000 a year storing, maintaining, and providing security for its unused ship. That's about 8% of its annual budget. The IFA is also paying off debt from vessel construction.
You know, we're trying to trim costs and limit the amount of money that we require from the state for annual subsidy.
Bruce Jones is the IFA's general manager. He says the Prince of Wales is only used as a fill-in vessel when its sister ship is being repaired.
So if we can get those two things taken care of, there's a possibility that the IFA can stand on its own, unless, of course, the fuel prices continually to go through the roof.
There's a significant difference between the IFA's vessels and Alaska-class ferries. The yet-to-be-built state ships are expected to cost in the range of $120 million each. The Prince of Wales was built for a sixth of that amount, and a recent survey showed its value as far lower. That's in part because the Prince of Wales is smaller, carrying about a third as many passengers and half as many vehicles. Jones says it also has fewer amenities.
It doesn't have any cabins. quarters, but it could be used as a day boat by the Alaska Marine Highway System, you know, similar to what we use it for.
State Ferry Chief Mike Newsel of Juneau says he hasn't been contacted by lawmakers or the IFA, so he can't comment on a possible purchase. Marine Transportation Advisory Board Chairman Robert Venables of Haines also hasn't been contacted, but if asked, he says he's willing to take a look.
On the surface, there does seem to be some benefits to having newer vessel in the fleet.
He'd want to know more, such as whether it's compatible with marine highway docks and ramps. But he's most interested in building Alaska-class ferries. They're being designed for the northern and southern ends of Southeast's marine highway system.
Generally, we're seeing an increased need with a number of the mechanical situations and delays from the fleet that really, I think, highlights the need for an improved fleet. And the Alaska-class vessel is going to be one of the most important things we do in the marine highway system and MTAB this year.
IFA officials recently met with several Southeast lawmakers. Senator Kukesh, who chairs his chamber's transportation committee, says he'll pursue the idea. This is Ed Schoenfeld in Juneau.
For KGNS, I'm Tarvik now.